This is The World. I'm Katie Clark. For today's global hit, I have the pleasure of being joined in the studio by Sandy Breakin. He's one of the best-known accordion players in Scotland today. Sandy Breakin, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Lovely to be here.
I wanted to ask you about the accordion and where it fits into Scottish traditional music. But first, I wonder if you'd start us off with a tune, maybe something that's traditional, but also with your own style to it.
Well, this is something that's completely not traditional. I wrote it, but it's supposed to sound traditional, and it's called Exhausted.
Exhausted.
It's about the tragic story of a broken exhaust pipe on a car.
I don't think I hear the broken exhaust pipe story in there, but I like it anyway.
Yeah, you have to imagine it.
Well, when it comes to Scottish music here in the United States, I think probably most people would automatically think of bagpipes. Talk a little bit about how the accordion fits into that.
Yeah, well, bagpipes were adopted as the official instrument of war of the British Army, and they're a huge part of Scottish culture, but we also have a huge other side of Scottish music with fiddles, accordions, flutes and banjos. In Scotland, the accordion's a big part of the Cayley dance scene. I mean, Cayleyan is a Gaelic word, which is about 20,000 letters that you don't pronounce. It's just Cayley. But Cayley in Gaelic still means to visit. That's what Cayley originally was. You would go and visit somebody's house and have a wee party, you know, in the days before television and radio and toys and things. Before there was anything to do, you had to go around and make your own amusement. And that gradually came to mean, you know, a night out. And now a Cayley has developed over the years into a dance where people meet together and there's a Cayley band, which usually has at least one accordion in it.
Who comes to them? People of all ages?
Everybody comes to Cayleys in Scotland. I mean, somebody's getting married in Scotland, 80% of the time they'll have a Cayley. They might have a disco as well. It's a great way of getting both families to mix very quickly because they're forced into dancing these dances. You know, a lot of these dances are designed to help people socialise, so it gets the ice broken very quickly.
And one of the bands that you play in is a Cayley band with the name The Sensational Jimmy Shandrix Experience. On the CD cover, it's this very psychedelic image of you with your accordion strapped on and what I'm assuming is this huge Afro wig on your head and a rainbow of colors behind you. It's obviously a play on Jimi Hendrix, but it's also a play on someone named Jimmy Shand, an accordion player I'm guessing most of our listeners have never heard of. Tell us who he was.
Yes, Jimmy Shand, Sir Jimmy Shand, sadly no longer with us, was the most famous accordion player ever to have lived in Scotland. He died just a few years ago in his late 90s. Incredible guy. He was the only folk musician that I'm aware of that got into the top 20. He was at number 2 in the charts in Britain in the 1950s for about 6 weeks with a tune called the Bluebell Polka. I'll just give you a quick rendition of that.
Sure.
I don't know if that's rings any bells with anybody that was around in the early 1950s, but it was quite a classic, and he travelled all over the world. He was huge in the folk scene. But yes, so it's a kind of joke on playing words on Jimmy Shand and Jimi Hendrix, both of whom are no doubt spinning in their grave as I play.
Well, your Jimmy Shandrix band plays Scottish dance tunes, but you kind of put your own funky style on it. Let's listen to a track called Strip the Willow from your most recent Shandrix CD. You start out having a bit of fun with the tune, don't you?
Cool, yeah. Here goes.
Tune we just heard, Strip the Willow. I understand it's a tune you'll always hear at a Cayley dance. Is it a challenge to put your own stamp on a song that everybody seems to know?
Well, the name of the dance is the Strip the Willow, but actually you can play just about any jig for it. So, that's just a set of jigs I'm playing of quite well-known tunes. Trying to put your own stamp on Cayley music, that's certainly difficult because, you know, there's millions of dance bands out there. So I just tried to do something a little different with it. But also, you have to be very careful when you're jazzing up traditional music, not to lose the whole feel and spirit of it. At the end of the day, Cayley music is for dancing to, and has a certain tempo. Each dance has a certain tempo. People expect a certain structure, which you have to kind of keep to with the Cayley, although you can play around with that kind of thing a wee bit, but you have to try and not lose sight of the tune itself. Don't get it lost in wah-wah pedal, you know. It's all about getting the balance right. You want to give the dancers a bit of a push as well. You want them to go, yuch! You know, so you want to make them get up and dance to the music, you know.
Cindy Breakin, it's been so much fun having you. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Pleasure, thank you.
You can see a video of Scottish accordion player Sandy Breakin at theworld.org. Sandy plays us out today with The Sands of Loch Bee. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Katie Clark. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.